Working men must be safeguarded against agents of secret societies. Before passing on to examine the communist ideal, one last point in connection with the Catholic reform of society must be touched on. We have seen in an earlier chapter that the Communist Internationale is only a clever means by which vast bodies of working men can be maneuvered by leaders more or less hidden for objects largely, if not completely, unknown to the rank and file. This aspect of modern life did not escape the vigilant eye of Pope Leo XIII. He referred to it in the encyclical letter Humanum Genus on Freemasonry, and again in Rerum Novarum. In the former encyclical, after having extolled the third order of St. Francis, in which men are drawn on to, quote, the liberty of the sons of God, the fraternity whose origin is in God, the common creator and father of all, the equality which founded in justice and charity, does not take away all distinctions among men, but out of the varieties of life, of duties, and of pursuits, forms that union and that harmony which naturally tend to the benefit and dignity of the state. End of quote. Wrote the great pontiff, quote, in the third place, there is a matter wisely instituted by our forefathers, but in course of time laid aside, which may now be used as a pattern and form of something similar. We mean the associations or guilds of workmen for the protection under the guidance of religion, both of their temporal interests and of their morality. If our ancestors, by long use and experience, felt the benefit of these guilds, our age perhaps will feel it the more by reason of the opportunity which they will give of crushing the power of secret societies. Those who support themselves by the labor of their hands, besides being, by their very condition, most worthy above all others of charity and consolation, are also especially exposed to the allurement of men whose ways lie in fraud and deceit. Therefore, they ought to be helped with the greatest possible kindness and to be invited to join associations that are good, lest they be drawn away to others that are evil. For this reason, we greatly wish for the salvation of the people that, under the auspices and patronages of the bishops and at convenient times, these guilds may be generally restored. To our great delight, sodalities of this kind, and also associations of masters, have in many places already been established, having each class of them for their object to help the honest workman to protect and guard his children and family, and to promote them in piety, Christian knowledge, and a moral life. And in this matter, we cannot omit mentioning that exemplary society named after its founder, St. Vincent, which has deserved so well of the poor. Its acts and its aims are well known. End of quote. Pope Leo XIII returned to this subject in the encyclical Rerum Novarum. Wrote the pontiff, quote, associations of every kind, and especially those of working men, are now far more common than heretofore. As regards many of these, there is no need at present to inquire whence they spring, what are their objects, or what the means they employ. There is a good deal of evidence, however, which goes to prove that many of these societies are in the hands of secret leaders and are managed on principles ill according with Christianity and the public well-being, and that they do their utmost to get within their grasp the whole field of labor and force working men either to join them or to starve. Under these circumstances, Christian working men must do one or two things: either join associations in which their religion will be exposed to peril, or form associations among themselves, unite their forces, and shake off courageously the yoke of so unrighteous and intolerable an oppression. No one who does not wish to expose man's chief good to extreme risk will for a moment hesitate to say that the second alternative should by all means be adopted. End of quote. Summary. This brief exposition of some Catholic lines of social reform may be fittingly concluded by the following passage from the encyclical Rerum Novarum, which forms at the same time an excellent summary of the ideas set forth. Wrote Pope Leo XIII, quote, those Catholics are worthy of all praise, and they are not a few, who, understanding what the times require, have striven by various undertakings and endeavors to better the condition of the working class without any sacrifice of principle being involved. They have taken up the cause of the working man and have spared no efforts to better the condition both of families and individuals. to infuse a spirit of equity into the mutual relations of employers and employed, to keep before the eyes of both classes the precepts of duty and the laws of the gospel, that gospel which, by inculcating self-restraint, keeps men within the bounds of moderation and tends to establish harmony among the divergent interests and the various classes which compose the state. It is with such ends in view that we see men of eminence meeting together for discussion, for the promotion of concerted action, and for practical work. The bishops, on their part, bestow their ready goodwill and support, and with their approval and guidance, many members of the clergy, both secular and regular, labor assiduously on behalf of the spiritual and intellectual interests of the members of such associations. And there are not wanting Catholics blessed with affluence who have, as it were, cast in their lot with the wage earners and who have spent large sums in founding and widely spreading benefit and insurance societies by means of which the working man may without difficulty acquire through his labor not only many present advantages but also the certainty of honorable support in days to come. We find therein grounds for the most cheering hope in the future, provided always that the associations we have described continue to grow and spread and are well and wisely administered. Let the state watch over these societies of citizens banded together for the exercise of their rights. But let it not thrust itself into their peculiar concerns and their organization, for things move and live by the spirit inspiring them and may be killed by the rough grasp of a hand from without. End of quote.